The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by very special company today. We are so happy to have you back on the podcast and hear from you, the man of the hour. Hello, Dad.
Emily O, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Well, I have to apologize for my voice. So I'm just going to lead with that. This isn't my best voice, but I'm happy to be here.
You look very good. We decided to have you on last minute because we figured you had the most to say, and we're so happy that you are well right now to be on the podcast.
So am I.
I mean, yeah. What a week it has been. So I'm going to turn this over to you because I know that we had some very concerned Emily O and Bose listeners and Bose and Company listeners. So do you kind of want to talk about what the past week has been?
Sure. Well, the good news is I'm here.
You're here. Obviously, he's here and he's well, or else we would not put him on a podcast. In fact, I've double-checked with you four times to make sure you're...
And you know, I always want to be on a podcast, so I'll use any excuse to get on the podcast, even going to the ICU.
Why don't we start back from...
We'll just start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah. So about a week and a half ago, I was working out outside on a Wednesday morning at about 8:30, and I really wasn't doing anything that hard. I wish I could tell you I was out, you know, being a heavy weightlifter, but I was doing some band exercises in the morning. It was kind of hot. I probably should have had more water. I just had a cup of coffee, probably not a great combination on a hot day. And maybe 10 minutes into it, I all of a sudden had the worst headache of my entire life. And I thought my head was going to explode. And then I sat down for a little bit and then vomited for about an hour, fell asleep for a couple hours, felt better, went home, did it all over again. And then the next day, I felt kind of better. I'm like, oh, what's a big deal? I just had a headache from working out. And then played golf Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, it started getting weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to a doctor on Monday, and she said, maybe you should go to the ER if it gets really bad. And Monday night, I put myself into an ambulance and went to the ER, where I was told that I might be having an aneurysm and, you know, I could die. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no big deal. Luckily, I was then taken to the Cleveland Clinic's ICU. They're the best in the world. Long story short, it was an exertion headache.
Yes.
An exertion headache is, I guess, pretty common.
Yes.
Not to the extreme of mine, because I had a little blood vessel pop. And so I have blood, tiny, tiny, tiny amount of blood going through my body slowly. And as it goes through my body, it kind of hurts. But yeah, it was an interesting week, to say the least. So...
It's been a very interesting week, and it takes about a month to fully heal. You know, you'll be totally fine. There's no, like, permanent damage or anything. So we're having a slow August. There's nothing really going on that you need to be at or that's right. As important right now. But it was, I think we're all still recovering from last week.
Yeah. It was really, really painful. But at the end of the day, it wasn't that big of a deal. And it's amazing how many people I've told, oh, I had an exertion headache. And they'll say, oh, I've had one too.
Right.
I talked to a guy an hour ago who had one and then went and worked out 2 days later. So I guess they're not that uncommon.
And Claire's, so you guys know Connor. Obviously, Claire's married to Connor. His brother, so Claire's brother-in-law, had something very similar. The exact same thing happened to him in college. He was golfing. There was a blood vessel that burst in his brain. And he had this exertion headache. And it took about a month to recover. So during this whole process, when we didn't have answers for a couple days, which was upsetting, we had that in the back of our head, which I'm happy that we knew that. And like you said, the more we've mentioned it to people, others seem to know a person in their life or have heard of this. So it is a real thing, the exertion headache. And, you know, it is such a sign to everyone listening to slow down. Well, don't work out.
No, I'm sure about that. Maybe more yoga.
Don't work out. No, I'm kidding. But just to, because I will say, like, and now you've admitted it, you definitely, like, you were all for, you know, not taking a rest day. Maybe I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I think that this has been a little bit of a wake up call to slow down, to, you know, not take it so seriously. Definitely still stay active and whatnot. But, you know, you
work differently. Work
54 in the dead of summer heat with heavy weights, you know.
Not my best decision. I'm not going to lie.
Not your brightest moment.
No.
Yeah.
No. And then to play golf on the weekend, which was kind of amazing, which kind of threw everybody off as to why it was fine. And then he came back.
Yeah.
I will say, though, the Cleveland Clinic ICU doctors were a machine. And to them, it's no big deal. I had an angiogram.
You had an angiogram, which we were very happy to hear. All came back negative.
Nothing there.
And you had amazing doctors. You had an all-female doctors, yeah. You know, and thank goodness. There's so many things that came out of this. Like, number one, so happy we all live in town, you know,
yeah,
that we're all
close. Yeah. Yep.
Because it's not a big deal until it becomes a big deal. And then it's the biggest deal. I said that to Elizabeth and she was like, wow, that was so beautiful. She was making fun of me. And two, that we live so close to wonderful medical care like the Cleveland Clinic, because that is something that I think we take for granted a lot. And so you were in the ICU for a couple days.
In 3 days, right.
And then you were in a step down facility for a night. And then we brought you home and you came home on Thursday and you haven't gone anywhere. We took you for a drive yesterday.
I know.
And you've just been here. And today I feel like you really seem a lot better. You're up. You're walking.
I'm off the heavy drugs. Now it's just Tylenol and Motrin.
Right. Because you're still in pain. So there's been medicine to kind of, because it's like a bruise and it has to heal. So that is what happened last week.
And my family was amazing.
Yes.
You guys were amazing.
Yes.
People coming out. We have so many chocolate chip cookies. We have so many.
We have so many chocolate chip cookies.
And I love chocolate chip cookies, in case anyone wants to know. But we have a ton of those. And the community support, prayers. At the end of the day, wasn't that...
At the end of the day, it wasn't that big. When we learned the answer, but in the moment, it was, you know, obviously you just didn't know. So it's always scary.
Yeah. The emergency room doctor telling you that you could die. That was not the best moment.
So, no.
Yeah.
No.
But you're looking, you know, but it was a good wake up call. I probably shouldn't work out to the extreme that I was doing.
I think it was a huge wake up call in all aspects, because, I mean, you obviously have wonderful habits, but you're not the best at relaxing.
No.
And this is just
not the best. Maybe
you literally don't relax. I think this is the most time you've ever relaxed maybe in your entire life.
Yeah.
Seriously. And also just zooming out, you know, in that moment, it's like, well, okay, I also wasn't really posting last week, but it truly, when it was when we didn't know what was going on, it literally made me sick to look at my phone. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, I can see
you know,
that.
It literally seemed so dumb that I couldn't even open my phone. Some funny things is everyone was responding to it differently. Elizabeth couldn't stop eating and I couldn't, I didn't have any appetite. And in looking back on it, it was funny, but every time I looked over at Elizabeth throughout the whole thing, she had a cookie in her hand, she had a baked good in her hand. She was stress eating.
My brother Tom brought those, whatever he brought.
Our Uncle Tom, who was amazing, came several times to the hospital, and in the morning he came and he brought this huge box of pastries from this local bakery, and they looked beautiful. I couldn't eat one. I didn't even want to look at food. And then he also brought a box of cookies. Elizabeth housed the box of cookies, and the entire box of baked goods were gone. And when he came back in the afternoon, and like, no one's laughing in this moment, by the way, keep that in mind. Obviously now it's funny, but he came back and he was like, oh, did you guys eat? And he goes, are they gone? And he's also not really, like, he wasn't trying to be funny. And she was like, yeah, I ate them. He was like, you ate all of that? Like, it was, we were all just responding to it.
I think her and Joyce, right? And then Joyce.
Grammy. Yeah. And yeah. And Julia, our aunt, was there. They were all
stress eating.
They were all stress eating.
Marty brought crumble cookies.
Your other brother brought 12 crumble cookies. He actually showed up once we had heard the good news. So then they were celebration cookies.
Oh.
And then once Elizabeth heard that everything was okay, she was like, God, I am full. And then I started eating. So I was like, okay, now I can eat.
The nurses love the crumble cookies. Because they were extras.
Nurses in the ICU were built differently. They were
unbelievable.
Everyone in there was so sweet and so nice and smart and attentive and really just, it is quite the gift.
And a team.
They moved
as one.
Yes. Yeah. So that was our week.
Yeah.
Last week. And it very much, everyone paused and we're so lucky to have so many friends and family in town. And now it's, everyone's so sweet and dropping things off. My friend Molly dropped off some bread this morning, and Elizabeth's friends dropped off some focaccia. We just got a huge gift basket from your brother again. So it's just been very sweet and lots of sweet text messages. But you've been off your phone, off of screens up until about today. You're kind of taking phone calls again. And
I think Elizabeth said, I got phone privileges back today.
You did get phone privileges back.
Yeah. But I will say my team did a great job too. So when I woke up, I was like, I'm like, wow, look how much has been done while I wasn't around.
Well, Claire is an animal. She really took over, because if you guys know, she works with my dad and she just really was keeping the wheels turning the whole time when you were obviously recovering and in the moment. So she was doing her stuff. She was doing your stuff and obviously your team. But Claire is just running in circles. She's really doing the most. And
she was fantastic.
That's good. She was fantastic. Yeah. I'm having a hard time getting back to normal, honestly.
Aw.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Starts crying. I could start crying again.
Aww.
I'm having a hard time getting back to normal. I think that's why I was in such a bad mood today, because it's like, I don't know. It's still so weird to me. Like, I don't even want to think about it. It's one thing for Claire to get back to real estate, but like, it seems so stupid posting like what I'm doing.
I don't think so. I think it's...
So it's not that I don't want to. It's just like, what do I even say? Like, this all seems really dumb now.
I don't think it's dumb. I think it's a relief for people to see TV shows. It's a relief to be entertained. Not everyone can do that. So I think there's a value in that.
I've kind of been in a rut.
I don't think that's the right way to look at it. I mean, it was a rough week. But I don't think you should devalue what you do.
But anyway, it's been nice having you home.
Well, I'll do anything to get on a podcast. So that's, you know, that got me on this podcast. So I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm glad we started talking about everything. We had a nice weekend, honestly. I spent a lot of time with my boyfriend, which is sweet. We did a lot of like wholesome. We went for walks. He got new outdoor chairs because he moved into a new house like a month ago. I think I mentioned this. So we got like new outdoor chairs for him. So we did a lot of like cute summer things, which was fun. Elizabeth and my mom are at the new house right now. They're looking at, I think that they put together actually my IKEA furniture for my studio. And after this, or maybe tomorrow, I want to go look at it because the studio is really coming along.
It looked amazing in a picture that I saw.
Yeah, it's so big. Like, it's so big, the studio. And it was space that was not really going to be used in the basement. So the fact that we're able to use it now as a studio.
Well, since we're talking about your business, why don't we turn the tables?
Okay, I've stopped crying, so we're fine.
Yeah.
I might cut that out or...
Yeah, whatever. So why don't I talk to you about you?
Okay, yeah.
Talk to us. So we're beginning August.
Yes.
And you had goals this year. You began with a certain threshold number that you wanted.
Well, I would have loved to hit 50,000 by the end of summer, which I feel like the end of summer is Labor Day, so...
Yeah, and you got time.
We have a little bit of time.
Absolutely.
And I feel like last August...
You still have a third of the summer to go.
No, I know.
I mean, there's no panic just because football season started. I mean,
Yeah, football season did start. Which, by the way, we watched... I don't think you watched it. I'm jumping all around. We watched the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders documentary over the past... I mean, it's not that long. It was on Netflix. It just came out. We watched it and I thought it was so funny, but now it's getting me excited for football season. Also, another thing that we've been so happy that we have, that at first I don't think you really use that much, but they don't have a TV in their bedroom just because they don't really watch TV like before. If you're going to do it, like you're watching it down in the family room. But we have this LG Stand TV, which you can get it on Amazon. And mom got it for your birthday, I think. And then she also got one for Connor for Christmas. And it's perfect. It's been amazing this week. The first day you got home from the hospital, Claire and I went down to your office. And that's literally the first thing we did is we went and got this LG Stand. Because you can put it as close to you as possible and watch TV. So you've been like watching the Olympics and...
But let's unpack that story for 1 second. Because someone had the idea of getting the TV. And you changed. And we're in a car driving downtown in like 4 seconds.
Well, we knew we needed to get it that day because then if it got too late, like we would have to go the next day. And, you know, you were going to still be in bed that whole night. So you wanted a TV.
It was amazing to me, though, because someone's like, let's go get it. And then I'm like, where'd they go?
Well, it was a good outing after everything.
But you changed fully. I mean, I've literally never seen you move faster than in that moment.
I was in clothes that I wore to the hospital and I just wanted to get out of them. So I put like other workout clothes on. So we went and got it. And then we were like halfway home and we remember that we forgot the remote. So then we like went back and got it.
Yeah.
But I'll leave a link to the LG Stand because the LG wireless. Stand is great. It's so good.
It's
become
my friend. It's wireless. It's touch sensitive.
Yeah.
It's a TV. You can also do web browsing.
Yep.
Yeah. When initially I got it, I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to use it for. And then we put it down at the office, but it's great.
It's great, but I still think it's good because you haven't been up until, I feel like today, like on your phone too much or on your iPad. Like it's just been the TV. And how wonderful the Olympics are going on right now you just have endless things to watch and you're watching everything in real time.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I watched tennis in real time, Simone Biles, everything. I was, I didn't need any updates.
No, you were like, this happened and that happened. You were updating us. Yeah.
Just laying there taking my pain medication, watching on my LG.
Yeah, which was super close to you.
It was pretty close.
Anyway, just a little shout out for that. Also, this week is no tax week, I think.
Yeah, in our county, there are.
Oh, is it just in our county?
I think that's reserved our state. I think it's our county.
So it's not everyone?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought it was everyone was doing that.
I don't think so. I think they do that in other parts of the country different times, but.
Don't they do it for a back to school? Like there's 2 days?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because I think Claire mentioned it because like her rug was on sale and then she was like, oh, it's no tax week. And she just like mentioned it. I thought it was like a Prime Day situation where it was like everybody.
Yeah. I think they do it in different states also. But if you're looking for a good present for your boyfriend, the LG.
Yeah.
Initially I underestimated it and I'm a huge fan.
Well, this weekend when my boyfriend got, so he has this little patio. So he has a grill and then 2 chairs. And then he was like, oh, this would be great to watch like football games outside. And I was like, you should get the LG Stand.
Yeah.
And like put it outside.
The only problem is it may not be big enough for him. How big is his TV in his house?
He has 2. I think they're 80 inches.
85.
You knew the answer. I didn't even know the answer. They're 85 inches.
They're 85 inches.
Guys, it feels like if you turn all the lights off, you literally feel like you're in a movie theater because he has this huge sound bar.
No.
It's seriously. It's so lost on me because obviously when I'm over there, like you can watch a movie really well, but I feel like I'm not the audience for it. Like I don't care what TV I'm watching it on, you know, most of the time I'm watching stuff on my phone. Like, and it's so big. It's like a real full body experience when you're watching this TV show. So I do like it though, because it's like very cozy. And
the sound bar probably makes the sound feel like you're in a movie theater. Does he have a subwoofer?
Feel like he does, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But he has the 85 inches, like downstairs in the first floor, he is like, it's very, like the wall's really big, but then he also has one in his bedroom. It's 85 inches.
Same size.
Same size.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could almost like jump into it.
I don't think the LG Stand would.
No, I don't think the LG Stand would do it. The LG Stand's good for what I'm using it for. It's good for guys watching football games.
No.
No, no.
Yeah. So
back to you.
Back to me.
Yeah.
We went on a little tangent.
No, it's all right. So we still have another third of the summer to go.
We do. We still have all of August, which happy August, everyone.
Yep. It's getting hot. Really, really hot. So what was your goal?
Well, I would love to be at 50,000 by the end of the summer. Really started doing reels a lot more this past year, mostly starting in August. So we've about doubled in a year.
Nice.
Which is good.
Yep.
And I feel like we've gotten, I feel like I've cracked the code a little bit on Reels, which is good because it is a really great way to grow your social media. And I'm hoping like by the holidays, maybe to be like closer to 60,000. I just feel like that's a good solid number.
YouTube is the number one podcasting platform.
Yes.
In the world.
It is because everyone watches their podcasts. Yeah. Yes.
I will say with my LG screen laying on my back for 3 days, and it's touchscreen, I spend a lot of time on YouTube, which I've never, I mean, of course you do and all your listeners do and they think I'm like an old man, but I could see how you would just watch YouTube.
Oh, I don't watch TV, and I don't say that like I don't watch TV. Like I'm on, I obviously consume a lot of content, but I consume it for creators that put out videos once a week and it's a vlog and you watch it and like that's like your new episode of a TV show.
Yeah, so I mean, I could see why if I were into a certain person, I would watch it every day.
There's like three people that I'm very like that I'm very invested in. It's very exciting when they put out a new video.
How often will they put them out?
Once a week.
And how long's a video?
Depends. It could be 10 minutes, could be 40 minutes.
What do you like?
If I really like you, I would like a long video.
Yeah. I couldn't believe. I had some ideas and I'm like, boom, there's a video. And then you find another video. And
yeah.
Then I'm sitting here thinking, I haven't looked at my Netflix or, I mean, I've looked at the Olympics. But if I were in the business of making shows, I would be really worried.
Well, if you do find a creator that you really like and then they've been posting for years, you have just hours upon days of content that you can sit there and watch. Yeah. So
I watched some of your videos.
You said that. Yes. Yeah, yes.
I really like the Dublin one.
Oh, yeah. The Dublin, Ireland one.
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch that. Sometimes I do go back like a year later and I'll watch my own video. Well, it's also for us. It's good because it tracks like what we've done. I feel like I have a clear because sometimes you're just like all the holidays can blend together and trips and stuff. But I always remember pretty much everything because I not only live it, film it, but then I edit it. And then sometimes I go back and watch it. So it is a good way to keep track of everything because you kind of have it all documented.
Yeah. It was a cozy Friday night and I think it was going to rain the next day. I don't know. I felt in an Ireland mood.
Yeah.
Because cozy, wet, rainy.
Right.
And I liked it. It was really, really good.
Did you ever, had you never watched
it? No.
I mean, I don't know why you would have. You lived it, but.
Yeah, but I should watch them. And then I watched Atlanta. So let's talk about Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
You and Mom, I think, probably talked about it from one perspective.
We did.
But you go to Atlanta.
Yes.
You walk into a building.
Yes.
And it's 9 stories?
20.
20 stories.
Well, there's 20 floors. Is that stories? Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. There's. It's all, and there's a center that's empty. And every floor has something else on it.
Correct. Yes. It's just, it's three towers that are all connected.
Wow.
And it's just floor after floor after floor. And you walk around. And it's divided up into sections. You do need to know where you're going. And we had a plan because you could easily get lost. It's a maze. And you don't really see, like, the sunlight at all. But stores have showrooms, and these quote-unquote showrooms are like stores. It's like you're walking into stores. So you go into the Juliska showroom and you feel like you're in a Juliska store. So it's very like,
but it's temporary,
established. Some of the showrooms are permanent and you can come in throughout the whole year.
I see.
And there will be someone working there as if it were a store, but during the Mart, it's just like, I think from my understanding, it's just a little bit more like they have more product, they have more inventory, stuff like that. You can make appointments.
Three buildings.
Yes.
20 stories each.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
All for the Mart. So when you were there,
yes,
you could have gone to 60 floors.
Yes. Assuming I have these numbers right, they're between 10, 15, 20 floors. Yes.
And every floor was full.
Yes, yes. It was very, very, very overwhelming.
Wow. So
yeah.
If you're a retailer like you are, you're an online retailer.
Right.
You go there and then you buy for the next season.
You buy for the next season. And then some places had minimums for quantity, for prices. Some things you could just purchase. Some things, you know, would take a couple months to come in. So it all just depended. Some had big booths. Some had little tiny booths, just little tables. I mean, the woman who we purchased our entertaining linens from, which are absolutely gorgeous. We talked about this on the previous podcast. We're pretty sure it was maybe her first year at the Mart because she, you know, just seemed like she was just getting started. So, but then there's people who have been there for 30 years and it's like not to be messed with. So it just depends.
And some people are serving food and drink.
Juliska, if you purchased enough, you had what looked like the most lovely lunch that gave you. And then there was like a little section that looked like a small restaurant basically. And they had like wraps and they were all eating on Juliska china. And it was amazing.
Did you buy any Juliska?
No, we did not. We just walked around. But being able to see everything that's coming out for the fall and winter, I think we said this on the previous podcast, everything is going a little darker. So darker woods, browns. We saw a lot of, instead of like that lighter wood that I feel like has been around for many seasons, it's definitely going like a deeper mahogany, which I thought was very interesting and kind of how it's shifting. But I like seeing it ahead of time.
What's interesting is, digressing for a second, our house
yes.
is going with that.
Yes, which we can transition into the house. The house, ladies and gentlemen, is coming along so quickly and will technically be done with like construction and installation September 5th, but then fully decorated and complete October 5th. So we are so close to it being done. I mean, I was just over there the other day and it's amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. I haven't been there a couple of days, but I keep getting pictures.
Right.
You and everyone, mom took a ton of people over this weekend.
Yes, like Claire went over, I went over, took my boyfriend over. We walked through. The great room is all painted white, and the just like the woodwork, the trim, the arches, everything looks amazing. So we did a taupe kitchen, which I don't know if we talked about this, but for a moment we were like, oh my gosh, the taupe, you know, it's just always nerve-wracking stepping out of your comfort zone. But now with the great room being two stories of white, part of the kitchen's like eating area being white, the outside of the house being white, there is so much white around that the taupe kitchen just looks like this little like cozy cushion and so beautiful that I love it even more. Like I liked it when it went in. There's always my note of like, you know, I feel like I'm the one, it's not even my house, but you know, me and mom talk about this. But now it just like, it looks even better. It like glows now that everything is painted white.
And the floors are being done as we speak, I think.
Yes, the floors are being done as we speak. They seem to be done on the second floor.
Yes.
And the stairs. And I love that we did a darker wood, which, you know, makes, the, like I said, like the paneling and the woodwork really pop, I think. And it's just a good backdrop for all of the different textures and patterns and stuff. So
we have an amazing team.
Yes.
And everyone brings so much value to each part of the team. But I mean, let's be honest, I have certain parts of the house that I love, but what's the coolest part of the house for you?
For me? My studio?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, of course my studio is yes. I mean, easily. I feel like I'll never leave out of the studio. And just like, I love when we come up with different scenarios, but like a cozy, you know, cold winter's day, like working down there, and with how much we bought for our fall collection at the Mart, like to have the space to hold all of the product now and leave it out, because now it's still in kind of boxes, like stacked up, and it's kind of like Jenga if we need something. There are some things on racks that mom has organized in bins, but to just be able to have all the product available and, you know, right there, it's just gonna be great.
When does it get delivered? Not the house, the product.
So the products are starting to come in. We have many of them already. Most of it was around like 4 to 6 weeks after the Mart. So pretty soon, early end of August, early September, we're going to pretty much have everything. But a lot of pieces have already started to come and we have them.
And they're all coming here?
Yes, they're all coming here. I know.
Goodness. So I think where are they going to go?
Well, I think we're going to just keep them in the boxes until you guys move, and then we'll set it all up in the studio.
Have you posted pictures about your, what do we call that part of the studio? I mean, I'll call it the warehouse, but what do we call that section?
Yeah, I'm calling it like the packaging and inventory room.
I like that. Because it's a, I mean, that's a legit nice size room.
Yes.
And you're going to have really good shelving.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, so the shelving is from IKEA, and that's what they just put together. And they're over there right now looking at it.
How jealous are you that you can't be there right now?
Well, it's okay because I'm having a better time with this because okay. I did want to go over. I'll probably go over and see it tomorrow, or maybe, I mean, it's still early. Probably pop over myself because I do want to see the IKEA shelves, and that's going to be one whole wall of shelving to have everything kind of live in there. And then there's going to be a big table in the middle of the room for packaging. And then there are doors, so you can actually close that part off of the studio.
Those are pocket doors.
Yes.
Love pocket doors. So the packaging room is going to have a table in the middle.
Are those pocket doors?
I don't know.
I think they might open. I think they might be more.
No, I think you're right.
I think they're like double doors.
I know. I just said that because I love pocket doors. You have a table in the middle?
Of the packaging inventory room. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's mom's Parsons desk from our third floor currently. We're putting it in the studio.
That's amazing. So you'll be able to really demarcate, hey, I'm over here doing packaging or delivery, or I'm doing the podcast. So the podcast stuff, will it be set up full time?
Yes. Before we get to that, though, what's even great is, like, even if there's packaging going on in the inventory part, if it's a mess, you could even close it off from within the studio, you know? So, yeah. like, you could really just, like, all right, we're going to be done doing that. And then, you know, have your thing going in the other part of the studio with, like, racks of clothing. And if you're doing the podcast or filming or whatever. So the plan is now that we're going to keep the podcast up and just always set up, because that's currently, I think we've told you guys this, the podcast lives in a scout bag, and we zip it up and we take it up and down the stairs and we just leave it in the basement. But it will be permanently set up with a table, two chairs, and I think we're getting, I don't think we figured out what we're doing as the background yet, because things have kind of gotten shifted. Right now it's a white wall, but we still have to figure that out. And then there'll be room for, like, the camera to be set up.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't have a, well, I guess you could have a permanent camera set up.
Yeah, so like, I have an extra camera that I use for the podcast, so that'll just, like, always be up on a tripod, and then, you know, you have to take it off, you have to charge it, but that'll be one section of the studio. And then one of the walls is pink right now, and so that's going to have a huge acrylic sign on it that says Emily Owen Bose. In fact, I think Mom just ordered that today. It's so cool. And I think we're going to do, like, a pin board to put, you know, like, little, like, tacks and stuff of different projects that we're working on. And then we'll have another big table in the main room for, with chairs, kind of like when Laura comes over, yeah. how we all sit at the dining room table and work. That'll be where we will sit and do work on our computers and stuff in the studio. So that table's separate from the packaging and inventory.
It's a big area.
It's a very big area. It's a very big area. And there's actually, like, an extra couch that we have on the third floor is going in the studio. So there's a lot of space. Printer, there's going to be, like, they're building a standing table so Mom can, like, stand to package, or she can sit to package. I feel like it's really going, this fall collection, we bought a lot at the market, at the Mart, so.
So we need support from you listeners.
Well, one. Just saying. We need support from, yes.
Hate to push product, but
yes,
it is a business.
Right, exactly. But I'm just happy that we now have the space, and hopefully we have the customers. We feel as though we have the customers, and that's why we went and did it.
Yeah. Well, so you're growing. I mean, the Instagram is up. YouTube seems like it's doing well.
Yes. I mean, what do you say? What's the quote? Inch by inch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, that's more. There's more than
no,
that.
No, I'm sorry. Inch by inch is this inch. Yard by yard is very hard.
There you go.
So you get it's you know, the journey of 1,000 miles.
Right.
First step.
Right. So building the brand, like, you, especially with what you do, and Mom just being consistent with certain things, like the bow logo. You know, that's my logo, and everything's better with a bow is my catchphrase. And we have the black and white, and then we have the blue and white. Those are my two, you know.
Right.
You know, eras, if you will. Those are my two themes. And so, you know, and then we try to stay consistent with all of our colors. I mean, you like living out the brand in everyday life, and that's kind of what you've always said. So it definitely, like, takes a little bit. Then once you stick with it.
And we've taken it very seriously. I mean, you know, I know we've talked about how crazy it is that we have trademarks and stuff like that.
But. Well, and that's to you. I mean, this was like a year or two ago when you took it so, so, so seriously. And again, I'm still like, what, you know, where is this going? Is this overkill? But then you could see it as somebody who's very entrepreneurial and who has been in business for so many years, that if you do things from the beginning, and obviously I'm so lucky that you knew this, because obviously you had more, what's the word?
Vision.
literally right. Vision to take those steps in the beginning, because it kept growing and it'll keep growing. And I mean, we still have a lot to do. Like, we're nowhere near where I want it to be, but.
Yeah, and we won't say any names, but it did seem like there was a reasonably well-known brand who might have been stepping on one of our copyrights, which we didn't do anything about. But
yeah, that was actually kind of crazy.
Crazy.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
I didn't. I sent it to our lawyer.
And what did they say? Actually, that 100%, wait, we can't say anything. We'll get in trouble, do you think?
I don't think we should say the name of the company, but I think they said everything is better with a bow.
So this huge brand, somebody came to our, I can't believe I've never talked about this. Wait, this is T.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so happy you brought this up.
In fact, he came, go ahead, tell the story.
So at our Chicago trunk show, the first woman, lovely lady who came to our trunk show, she lived in the Chicago area, and she's a follower, and so we're talking, and she was so cute. She came with some notes. She was showing us some pictures, and then she said, I don't know if you've seen this, but said brand posted on one of their Instagram accounts that has tons of followers, this brand has been around forever, posted a picture, and in the caption it said, everything's better with a bow. And the picture was like a teacup with like a little ribbon bow wrapped around it. And I was like, wait a minute, I think you might be copying me.
Oh, she copied you.
And we have Everything's Better with Bow is trademarked.
I sent it to the lawyers, and I think the problem I have is the gentleman is probably my age, and he's like, oh, well, that's interesting. We need to make sure we monitor that brand.
Wait, should I look it up as we're on the podcast? I didn't completely forget about it, but
I'm literally writing it down. I think you've done work with this brand, and I just wanted to make sure that they were on notice because...
Well, I've done work locally, so I don't think that...
As I'm saying, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't want them to... Oh, well, you know, it's just out there in public domain. It ain't in the public domain. Look it up. It takes like a year.
Okay, I can't find it right now. I'm going to check it after. How about that other time? It was that Swiss company came after because they thought that my bow was too similar to theirs.
Yeah, there was a company in Europe that was protesting the use of the copyright that we were claiming.
It's so crazy, the whole trademarking thing. Nobody's going to take this stuff. And then it was crazy that account, yeah, which is a huge brand that everyone listening would know exactly who we're talking about, posted it. I'm like, that's just so...
convenient. I mean, you know, that come on. And, I mean, Everything is Better with a Bow is a great tagline. The bow is a great... I mean, look at Nike, right? I mean, they say that a visual can communicate 1,000 times faster than a word.
Which my specific bow logo is trademarked, not the bow as a whole, obviously.
Right.
I'm sorry. Just my design of the bow is what is trademarked, not...
Not every bow.
Not every bow.
And by the way, just so for people who understand it, you can trademark a bow in the use of selling clothing.
Right.
But I could trademark a bow in the use of, you know, tennis rackets.
Mm-hmm.
And so just because you have the trademark doesn't mean you have the trademark for everything on planet Earth.
Correct.
So you could have the bow for... I mean, this is what happened actually with the Beatles. The Beatles had Apple Music, and then they sued Apple because Apple Music was first. That was the Beatles production company. And then Steve Jobs liked it so much, he called his computer company Apple.
You don't think by us talking about it, anybody will go and like they couldn't do anything? Like,
no.
Take my bow.
No, I mean, it's all public. No,
okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I don't think it's bad that we're talking about it.
No, it's all...
Because it's all public information.
It's all public information. And it's purposely out there in the register so people can see it. So when you apply, someone can say, oh, so sorry, we have this particular bow for this particular use. You can't use it.
I think it's all very fascinating. I love when content creators talk about this kind of stuff because I think it's super cool, like the process of, you know, building it out. But I'm still slightly convinced that whoever posted that on that...
Oh, I'm 1,000% convinced.
You think so? Because I am.
Yeah, but I also think that she probably did it one time and saw you did it and thought, oh, well, our brand actually matches this.
Which right.
Is, you know, so there. And but yeah, but it's the infrastructure that builds the business.
I know a lot of you listeners or, you know, listeners, family or friends, you know, the kids go back to school soon. Those southern schools start recruitment, I think, like this coming week.
Oh, right. For sororities.
For sororities. So it just keeps getting earlier and earlier each year. But
are we pushing are there sales up on Emily Owen Bows right now? Are there?
The July was the heavy hitter month as far as sales were concerned. I'm just like not in the headspace right now. I'm still kind of enjoying summer. You know, I feel like people really rush to fall so much that I'm really still enjoying summer. So I will probably continue to keep posting about summer life and lake living for a few more weeks, just because it's so beautiful here.
What's the next big push? What's the next big sale holiday from a business perspective?
Well, we're heading into the busiest time of the year.
I did know that, yeah.
So So as far as, you know, fall fashion, getting gearing up for October when the book's coming out, and then that kind of rolls right into the holidays. As far as content creators, some people can make their entire year's salary, like between the months, I think of like October, November, and December, something crazy.
Yeah, so is that Thanksgiving and Christmas?
That's I think just the holidays all together. Fall fashion, Christmas, all of that. So we have been doing a lot of, because we are more prepared this year, just a lot of preparation ahead of time to kind of have a successful fall and holiday
season.
When
does season. The book roll out?
The book rolls out, we're hoping, in the beginning of November.
Wow, you got a busy.
Yes.
September, then, October, November. So we move in October.
So you move, Claire moves, book, fall collection, holidays. Yeah. It's very exciting. So I'm just going to enjoy August, and everyone's going to take a breather for August, and you're going to rest and recover. I can't believe you were well enough to do a full podcast. Did we hit everything on our list?
IKEA.
Even though this conversation was still very casual, Terry did come with an outline.
Yeah, I did.
Even in your state, you put together an agenda.
Yeah, I have an agenda with notes. And I think we hit it all.
I think we did. There was just little random things. I felt like we all needed to catch up. I'm actually just so happy that all I have to do today, not all I have to do, but that the biggest thing on today's list was the podcast, because I was at the dentist today and she was like, anything exciting coming up? And I'm like, of course I didn't get into the whole thing. I'm like, no, I'm actually okay with nothing exciting coming up. Like,
by the way, you have a lot.
Well, I do, but I meant after last week. I'm like, I'm looking forward to a few weeks of just like, not blondness, but just like regular life.
Yeah. 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 If there were a movie behind you, there'd be like 1,000 things chasing you. You have a ton coming between now and
me?
The
movie. Yeah. No,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. There's a lot coming.
It's exciting stuff. Like, it's not. I'm so happy to share it with everyone. So I hope you all enjoyed this catch up. And thank you all so much for listening to this podcast and for being such a wonderful and supportive and sweet community this past week. I cannot tell you how many people Dad reached out asking if you were okay.
That was nice.
So I actually did get back to every single person this time. So thank you so much.
When I'm off my medications, we could do another Drinks with Dad.
Exactly.
Probably not right now, though.
No, not right now. Yeah. But give it a couple weeks and we will be back with another Drinks with Dad. And we're so happy that you were here on the podcast. Thank you for listening. And are you probably going to get back into bed after this? I feel like you've had a very...
I think I might get some more chamomile tea.
Big afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll watch more Olympics. So be sure to, you know, follow me on my socials. We're getting back into the groove of everything. And we're so excited for everything that's to come. I hope you all have a wonderful day. And whenever you're listening to this, we're always thinking of you. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.